Amen.
Amen.
Well, we've had a good meeting already, haven't we? Amen. We've had a good meeting. You know, I see some of these teachers, I think they're going to be preachers here.
Ako naman tignan sa mga maestra, maestro. Puro sumanggit ka mong mag-uwal eh.
Did I get that impression?
Ha? Sakto ba na? Puro, namistaya ako, dinabi ka, hindi umili niya.
Some of the teachers are preachers.
Ha? Mga mag-uwal eh yun. Mag-uwal eh yun, mga maestra.
Amen. Well, here we are. Kingdom message ministry, or did it kingdom message ministry school?
Niya kita karon sa praktiko o rena sa gitawag niya Kingdom Message Ministry School Incorporated.
What is kingdom?
Kung sa mga diay kini gitawag na kingdom o kingdom.
What kingdom?
Asa man dapat na kingdom?
What kingdom are we talking about? There are all kinds of kingdoms in this world. Amen. You might say that we come from the kingdom of America. You live in the kingdom of Philippines. But we are surrounded by many other kingdoms. But it isn't just the political kingdoms. We are in the midst of a land of many religious kingdoms as well. Somebody mentioned Kingdom of Catholicism. Kingdom of Pentecostal. Kingdom of Evangelical. But you know, these are all divisions. All of this division is not what Jesus had in mind when he preached the kingdom of God. He said there is one kingdom. He said there is one shepherd. One fold of sheep. So we need to focus our eyes on the kingdom of our Heavenly Father. Now let me take from the Word of God what it says about this kingdom. First of all, you know that a true kingdom has a king. And all of these other kingdoms that I talked about, they have some other kind of king, don't they? Kingdoms of religion, they have a man that is the chief or the pope or whatever he's called, the superintendent, you know. I one time asked a man, he was in a Pentecostal organization. Well, who is the head of the church? Well, he wrote a little book. I read his little book. In the book it said, Jesus Christ is head of the church with a big C.
Kita dito ang Tuluhan ini nga inyo sila si Kristo Jesus, datong yung kasi, no? Christ, ang pulo nini nga maunga Jesus.
And he said, Jesus Christ.
Uy, pariha, ang simbahan, dako sa mga church, datong ako kasi, na dako po kasi ang Christ. Pariha, siya.
But then he said, the little C, and the head of that church is pastor. Now this cannot be true. Jesus only preached one church, he only preached one kingdom. So this cannot be true. Now, before Jesus came on the scene, there was a man named John the Baptist.
Sa wala pa may ukso si Jesus Cristo, nakuna si Juan Bautista.
And it just so happened that John was a cousin of Jesus.
Kunya, taita po na si Juan, ikagaw niya sila ni Cristo.
But as far as I know, they have never met one another before this certain day.
Sa mga panghitabuan, wala pa sila magka.
Now, John was preaching to the people to get them ready for the kingdom of God.
Si Juan Bautista, nagawali ng daan siya nato sa mga katauhan, ang iyahang wali nagayon na ipiparahay ng kagalingon pa tungkol umabot at iharian sa Diyos.
In other words, he said, the Christ is coming, the Anointed One.
Ang buting pasagot sa Mesiya nga si Kristo, ang dinihugan, ang usa nga dinihugan gikan sa Dios.
And in his preaching, he began to talk about this kingdom.
Sa diyang nagpasulti siya niini, nagsugod siya pagsulti may tungod sa gingharian.
And it says here in Matthew chapter 3, it says,
sa Mateo kapitulo 3,
he was saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now, John the Baptist was a Jew. We know that his father was a priest. We know that his parents were very old when he was conceived.
Ang iyahang ginaganan, tiguang na Diyod. Mga senior citizen na sa dihang na imugso siya.
So he came into an environment where they preached about God, but they didn't know God.
Ni abot siya sa punto sa mga mabahay nga nagasulti yung Diyos, pero ang nagsulti, wakit balungkin sa nagsulti.
The only thing they knew about God was that there were lots of priests. And there seemed to be many, many rules and many laws. Many laws about what a person can look like and what he can wear and how he was to behave and every day of the year and certain things, you know. But the reality of knowing God, the people and the priests, they did not know him. And this had been the situation for hundreds of years. Now John is preaching about a heavenly kingdom.
Si Juan, nagawali siya mahitungo sa gingharian ng langit nun.
And a heavenly kingdom means something spiritual.
Ang digharian o digharian sa espirituhan mokini siya ang dapit sa espirituhan ng bahin.
See, they had their natural kingdom. They had their laws, they had their rituals, they had their feasts, they had their sacrifices.
Kailangan na sila paglantaw, meaning ang mga higharian, na sila ipista, na ilang ipangipo na mga seremonya sa ilahang grupo.
And John is preaching and he's saying something is going to have to change inside of you. He is saying that you have to repent. Repent. So if you want to experience the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, you must begin by repenting. Now, what do I mean by repenting? Some people think that repenting is going to your priest or your pastor and saying, well, I have sinned, I've done these things, I've done this, I've done that, please forgive me. But that's only confessing. That's only acknowledging that you did something wrong. What God is looking for is He wants to forgive you. And to repent means that you have to change the way you have been living. If you've been going this way, repent means
turn
around. And I'm going this way. So he is saying that there's coming a kingdom. Prepare your heart, get ready for it, but you're going to have to confess your sins, and you're going to have to repent of your sins, and you're going to be asking God to forgive you of your sins. Then in verse 11 he says, I baptize you with water. Unto repentance. Now, we need to define these words. When he said, I baptize you, he was standing out in the Jordan River. The water was probably up to here. He was preaching from the middle of the river. People were standing on the bank. And they were hearing the cry of a prophet of God. Something is coming. The change is coming. The master is coming. Prepare yourself. And the people came out into the river. And they began to say, oh God. Oh God, I'm a sinner. Oh God, I am stealing. I am lying. I'm unfaithful. I'm cheating. And as they began to repent, They came to John and said, baptize me. Now John did not just reach in and pour some water over them. The word baptize means that he took them, he put them under the water. Because we read later in the New Testament that it says we are buried with Christ in baptism. You know, I've asked some people sometimes, would you like to have resurrection life? What is resurrection life? Resurrection is a miracle, isn't it? We can't make people raise up from the dead just by wanting them to. But anyway, if we are buried with Christ, we can be raised up together in heavenly places. So he says that I baptize you with water unto repentance, but there's one coming after me that is mightier than I, and he will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Amen. So, we're getting blessed here, aren't we? So it is not just a baptism in water. He is saying that Jesus is coming. And Jesus can baptize you in the Holy Spirit and in fire. Amen. So, he also said that his fan is in his hand and he will purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner and will burn the chaff with unquenchable fire. Now, he's talking about some violent process, isn't he? Some of you are familiar, I'm sure, with the harvesting of rice. You can't just cut the rice in the field and take it and put it on your table and begin to eat it in that manner. It has to go through what we call a thrashing process. And what John is saying is that Jesus is going to allow us to go through trials and tribulation. And it... Go ahead. And it's going to remove of God. Amen. When you come to Jesus, you come as a sinner. He forgives your sins. Amen. But you still have Adam's nature in you. And that thing has to be removed from you to make you fit for the kingdom of God. There's something else about this kingdom, and that is that it is an invisible kingdom. In other words, show me the kingdom of God. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees, when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. 17:20. The temple of what Jesus Jesus had done. And the priests got together and they said, now we know that he is doing miracles, but we have to stop this man. men who are preaching.
Gethsemane.
And he's praying because because he knows he's going to be crucified tomorrow. And he asked his friends, his disciples, will you come and pray with me and will you stand with me? Well, they were very tired. And they fell asleep. I don't believe it was raining like this. Or they would not have been able to fall asleep. Amen. All right, so suddenly they wake up. Soldiers are coming with lights. And they're coming to arrest Jesus. Now, by the way, do you know where these soldiers came from? No, they were not Roman soldiers. They were from the temple. They were sent by the high priest. Amen. Now, let me ask you again. What kind of kingdom did they have that they had soldiers? What kind of church do you need soldiers? Carrying spears, swords, guns. That is not the kingdom of God. Now, do you believe that Peter understood the message of the kingdom of God? Peter had his weapon. Today he would have had a gun. Peter was a man that made plans ahead of time. You know, just in case things get rough, I'm going to be ready. So he carried his sword. Amen. And Peter was going to defend the Son of God. How many of you think we really need to defend God? God can't help himself, so I need to help God? No, Peter was the one that said, "Thou art the Christ." So, what is Peter's reaction? You're coming for my Lord, I'm going to take care of you. Cut his ear off. No, Peter wasn't aiming for his ear. He was aiming for his neck. And the man moved. What did Jesus say? He took the ear, put it back on, healed him. Peter, put your say they were all police officers with guns. Who are you looking for? We're here to arrest Jesus of Nazareth. He answered, I am. I am him. The whole troop of soldiers fell over. And they get up. Well, we're here to arrest you. Don't you see? He had all the power he needed. All he had to do was speak a word and they would have all fallen over again. No, he is giving his life. They are not taking it from him. What is the kingdom asking of us? I gave my life for you. Will you give your life to me? Amen. You know, I believe this would be a good time for me to ask the question. I think we understand that Jesus clearly said, you must be born again. He said, you cannot even see the kingdom of God unless you're born again. It doesn't matter what kingdom of religion you came here with. God is asking, you need to be born again or you cannot even see the kingdom of God. He said, you must be born of the Spirit and the water if you want to enter into the kingdom of God. Now, I believe that many of you have already come to the place where you have said, Lord, I want that kingdom in me. I want to repent of my old way of life. I want to be forgiven of all a lifetime of sins. I want to be cleansed. I want to be made clean. I want to live clean from this day on. If that's what your prayer is today, if you've never asked God to do that for you, obey the Holy Spirit today. Raise your hand and say, I want to come into the kingdom of God. Amen. Hallelujah. I want the kingdom of God. Amen. Those of you that have raised your hand, you want to come up here and we'll let the brethren pray with you. Just come on up and... Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Pinisya o sa pinisya na buluhatun sa mga tao na adunay panandoy sa pinagingan sa Diyos. Dili angay ikaulaw ang Diyos. Gani, ang Diyos angay utang ikaulaw tangi kitala na sana. Pertungkol sa gugma sa Diyos at ginabuhi may isuwa ni at akaroon. Pero usahay tungkol sa ating pagkatawangan nun. Nagalita gusto nga ato ginabuhi daw biyayayong sa uban. Kaya naamong may mga tao na mo bebiay na po sa tao na mo alagad sa manini. Bebiay mo na yun. Pero di na to sila, di na to utang ang ato kinabuhi na to kanila. Ang ato kinabuhi utang na ko sa Diyos. Na ngayon itong bayaran, pinaagi sa mga pag-ampo, pinaagi sa pag-alagad na to sa pagbuhi ng Diyos. Nagtingin mo ngayon so, usa kini siya kadakong kadaugan.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Lord, we want to pray for these who have come today.
Amahan, gusto kami magampo kanimo nga niya karon.
Lord, you see the hungry hearts.
Nakita nimo amahan ang uhaw nga magasingkasing, gutom nga magasingkasing.
You hear the cry, Lord.
Imong nadunggan Ginoo ang tuaw sa mata ko sa nimo nga magasingkasing karon.
The many times that they have cried in the darkness of the night.
Daghan kay mga panahon nga kami nagkadaguy ni sa panahon sa kagabion sa among kinabuhi.
Oh God, what shall I do?
Ginoo, sa may angay na mong pagkabuhaton.
Oh God, I want to know that you are real.
Gusto kami Ginoo nga makita na ikaw kay tinuod sa among kinabuhi.
Make yourself real to me this day. We pray for forgiveness, Lord. Those that have never asked. We pray that you forgive them as they ask for it now. Lord, we pray that you would save them to the utmost. That they would be made a new man today. Born into a new family, Lord. Lord, because you loved us so much. We want to love you back, Lord. So now, Lord, we pray that you put their feet on solid ground. And that they would begin to walk a new walk, Lord. And I pray that you would draw near to them, Lord. That they would begin to hear your voice in the inner man. You are within me now, Lord. You're not far away. When I need you, all I need to do is call in the inner man and you will be there. You are no longer far away, God. I don't need to go to a priest or a pastor, Lord, to hear your voice. But now, Lord, I want to be a son. And a son will hear his father's voice. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.
Amen.